This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly passes six bills, including the Third Amendment Bill to the Money Laundering Prevention Act 2083. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with office bearers of the Federation of Contractors Associations of Nepal. Agriculture Minister Geeta Chaudhary says efforts are underway to ensure timely supply of fertilizers to farmers. And European Union to tighten rules on children's access to social media. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly on Thursday passed six bills, including the Third Amendment Bill to the Asset Money Laundering Prevention Act 2083. The upper house unanimously endorsed the Second Amendment Bill to the Public Procurement Act 2083, the First Amendment Bill to the Cooperatives Act 2083, the Bill to amend certain Nepal Acts related to Health Science Academies 2083, the Finance Bill 2083 and the Public Debt Bill 2083 following discussion. Addressing the meeting, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said the House had successfully passed four ordinance replacement bills after committee deliberations and considerations of committee reports, along with two dependent bills after discussions in the House itself, and forwarded them to the House of Representatives on the same day. The House of Representatives at its second meeting on Thursday endorsed four bills passed by the National Assembly. The House also approved a proposal to consider the bill to reinstate the previous provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042 tabled by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah. Minister Gautam said the bill aims to bring the National Investigation Department under the office of the Prime Minister to strengthen national security, improve coordination and ensure direct intelligence reporting to the Prime Minister. Lawmakers called for stronger intelligence capacity, better technology and a unified intelligence system. Speaker Dol Prasad Ariel invited lawmakers to register amendments to the bill. Minister Gautam also tabled the National Service Corps Bill 2083, saying it would promote patriotism, public service and national unity among school students. She also presented the annual report of the Attorney General for fiscal year 2081-82 Bikram Samvat and the 35th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIA. Opposition lawmakers again protested, demanding that Prime Minister Shah correct his remarks on Nepal's border issues, while Speaker Ariel urged them to let House proceedings continue. Lawmakers also called on the government to address issues related to education, health, agriculture, disaster management, road safety, land reform, temporary government employees and implementation of National Human Rights Commission recommendations. Prime Minister Balendra Shah held discussions today with representatives of the Federation of Nepal Contractors Associations on challenges facing the construction sector, infrastructure development, the investment climate and economic reforms. During the meeting at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Shah said the construction sector is a key driver of the country's economic growth, employment generation and infrastructure development. He said the government is committed to addressing the sector's problems. The Prime Minister called for stronger cooperation to make the construction sector more transparent and efficient and to ensure the timely completion of the projects. Contractors raised concerns over delayed payments, contract management, price adjustments and banking and investment challenges, urging closer government-private sector cooperation to revive the industry. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has said the government is making every effort to ensure farmers receive chemical fertilizers on time. Speaking at a press conference at the ministry on Thursday, Minister Chaudhary said fertilizer supply and distribution during the main planting season is being closely monitored, along with farmers' complaints and reports from across the country, with prompt resolution of problems given high priority. She said the Agriculture Inputs Company Limited and Salt Trading Corporation have invited tenders for 350,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizers, including 50,000 metric tons under a government-to-government arrangement. The government also plans to import another 210,000 metric tons by mid-August for distribution to farmers. Minister for Communications and Information Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha has directed the ministry and its subordinate bodies not to appoint contract employees in violation of the law. The minister said contract recruitment must follow legal procedures and be based on genuine need to ensure transparent personnel management. He said illegal contract appointments had created management problems and vowed to end the use of public media organizations for political appointments. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhaktasrestha has said Nepal remains firmly committed to sustainable energy development, with electricity now reaching 98% of the population. Speaking at the launch of the Energy Connectivity in South Asia event in Kathmandu, Minister Srestha said power system connectivity and renewable energy are vital for a shared sustainable future. He said the government has prepared an energy development roadmap and action plan in response to growing domestic and regional demand for electricity. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Navin Srivastava paid a courtesy call on Speaker Dol Prasad Arwal at Simha Darbar on Thursday. During the meeting today, Speaker Arwal said the government had completed its first 100 days and thanked India for its support during Nepal's recent elections. Speaker Arwal said Nepal-India relations could be further strengthened through cooperation in trade, security, connectivity and other key sectors. He also invited Indian Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to visit Nepal. Ambassador Srivastava said Om Birla was interested in visiting Nepal and invited Speaker Arwal and Nepali lawmakers to visit India to observe its parliamentary practices. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The National Medical Education Commission has approved the Fund Management Procedure 2083. The decision was taken at the Commission's 26th meeting, chaired by Prime Minister and Commission Chair Balendra Shah. Newly appointed Vice Chairman Dr. Devendra Khatri presented the proposal for approval of the procedure. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Restrictions on children's use of social media in the European Union could come as early as this month, as a long-awaited expert report next week is expected to recommend limiting minors' access to online platforms. According to Al Jazeera, after Australia became the first country in the world to ban under-16s from social media, several EU nations, including Denmark and Greece, demanded a similar move. The EU says all options are on the table, from a blanket ban on children from social media platforms to restrictions on certain services and features. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen has indicated in the past that she supports restrictions, with a formal announcement expected in September, although that could change. The EU says it will do more to protect children online, not just on social media. Pakistan has urged all parties in the escalating United States-Iran conflict to exercise restraint after a fragile ceasefire that had held for nearly 3 weeks collapsed into a new wave of strikes and counter-strikes. Al Jazeera cited the Ministry of Foreign Affairs statement on Wednesday as saying a renewed conflict is no one's interest. It urged both sides to honor commitments under the Islamabad Memorandum of Understanding MOU brokered by Pakistan in April. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, a few places in the Tarai regions of Koshi, Lumini and Sudarshan provinces, and a few places in Madhya Pradesh province, as well as Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly passes six bills, including the Third Amendment Bill to the Money Laundering Prevention Act 2083. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with office bureaus of the Federation of Contractors Associations of Nepal. Agriculture Minister Geeta Chaudhary says efforts are underway to ensure timely supply of fertilizers to farmers. And European Union to tighten rules on children's access to social media. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.